Good afternoon, Los Angeles, and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, Your Talk Alternative. Today we're going to talk about self-realization. That's right, self-realization. And astrology as a part and parcel, actually as an important part of that realization for sure. So I think today's show is going to be a good show for you if you're trying to figure out yourself. If you're trying to figure out who you are, what you're doing, where you're going. Actually, when you do have planets in the first house like I do, and especially if they're under affliction, then you may be exactly the type of person who could be in a position of really searching for your identity in your life. You know, some people walk around in the world and they don't care. You know, they really have no idea who they are, what they are, where they're going. They couldn't care less. And the sad thing about that is that I really feel that frankly, until you do discover yourself and have a relationship with yourself and learn how to love yourself, that you're really missing the whole point. So I have definitely found that it's very, very important to plug into some important facets of your personality by using astrology. And if you can do that, then definitely your life should be a lot better. I know lots of people, I'll tell you, I've been fortunate to have actually thousands of members in the Astrology Hour Club over the years. I've done thousands of readings. And frankly, even though we live in these bodies and we walk around in these bodies all the time, it is literally impossible to see ourselves how the world sees us. So in effect, we may never really get to know ourselves as well as other people know us. If you've ever had yourself recorded, a lot of you, of course, many of you are not in show business, although a great percentage of the people that listen to the Astrology Hour radio program are in fact in show business, but the rest of you that aren't, if you've ever either had yourself videotaped or filmed, or if you ever had a tape recording of yourself, it's funny how people react. And right away when they hear themselves on the tape, they'll say, "Is that me?" Or they'll see themselves in the video and they know it's them. They go, "Do I look like that? Really?" You know, and it's so funny how, actually, did you know when you even look in the mirror, when you're looking in the mirror, you're really getting a reversed image of yourself. You're not even really getting a true image as the world may see you when you look in the mirror. So, you know, there's definitely a lot to learn as far as this topic is concerned. And as far as this topic is concerned, we're going to talk about self-realization, finding yourself and learning how to like yourself using astrology and metaphysics. Well, you know, this show is dedicated to those of you people that have no idea who you are, where you're going, or what you're all about. Weird thing about life, strange thing about life, and I think the one thing that we are missing as a people on this planet is that we really don't have any way to actually train our children about self-realization when they're babies, when they're like 2 and 3 and 4 years old. I think that preschool or nursery school or kindergarten or whatever should be a course in self-realization, self-love, self-esteem, and identity confirmation and assertion, so that children, when they grow up, have some feeling of self-worth, some feeling of power, some feeling of stability and security. And I really feel we can avoid a lot of the problems in the world if we could reveal this identity to the children. You know, it really stretches a long route. Because astrologically, I want you to know that children are very absorbing when they're that young. And you could actually sit down with them and talk to them about their charts. Just like you teach them the ABCs, you could actually teach them their charts and spend time with them in individual sessions to train them as to what it means. And those of you that have children that know about astrology, you could take like 20 or 30 minutes out of each and every day to have a self-realization session with the child to question them, to ask them if they know who they are, if they know what they are, if they know what life is all about or how it works.
to identify the relationship between the soul and the body, or the higher self and the conscious mind. I mean, you think children don't know about this, but if you take the time to give them eye contact and discuss it, and even draw figures on a piece of paper, you would be surprised and amazed at how much power you could fortify your child's life with, how much you could get them to think. And the best part of this is how you could literally open up the window of their mind to their intuitive mind to help form a communion with their higher yourself at such a young age. And so many of our children that have been born, especially in the last 10 years, are of an extremely highly evolved stature, much more aware, much more higher IQs. The fact they can handle these intense Nintendo games, these computers that have come out that would actually beleaguer us. Those of us born in the 40s and 50s as children might look at these computers and go, "Dah," you know, but the other kids, they grab these Nintendos, they're beating them in 1 or 2 days. If you ever sat down and tried to play one, you'd be amazed at how hard they are, and how you'd have to have such quick hand-to-eye coordination and quick response and quick mental activity in order to beat these games, hand-to-eye contact, and we got 4 or 5-year-olds doing it. Well, you know, this is a sign that our children are really groomed and ready for realization and evolution at high levels, and that we are missing the point if we don't spend the time to help them learn about this person in the mirror. Even standing there with your child in a mirror, pointing out certain things, good qualities, finer qualities. It's funny how we are always ready to point out failure, criticism. And no matter how good a little boy or a little girl is, if they have one bad day or if they slip one time, they get that spanking, they get yelled at, and that's what they really seem to remember more than anything else that compounds stress. When we really should be teaching our children meditation so they can process and channel stress instead of watching so much TV, maybe teaching them yoga or exercises to do in the home to get them in shape and some mental things, maybe to work with computers and such. And, you know, the self-realization is and can be so much fun that I really do feel sorry for those of us in a way that have planets in the first house like I do. If you have any planets at all in your first house, that's your rising sign house. That is the house of self. In fact, the whole wheel is the self, and each house tells you how the self creates, how it reacts, how it behaves, and such. But that first house, you know, which you can discover by looking where the 9 would be on the clock face on your chart, that is the ascendant. It is also called the rising sign, or the energy sign rising in the eastern horizon, okay? And if you go counterclockwise down to that first slice of pie, you put a number 1 in there, that is the first house. And if you have any planets in house number 1, or if you find you have an afflicted chart ruler, okay, and if you don't know what a chart ruler is, and I'm sorry, you might have to call me up and ask me what your chart ruler is on today's show, but also, if you have afflicted Aries planets, okay, or an afflicted Mars, this may mean that your childhood was not fortified with enough self-realization and identity confirmation. And that is why so many of us, when we grow up as a product of the media. We grow up as a product of the environment, of a product of our schooling, and a product of our families. And actually, we literally become manifest as to what everyone else wanted us to be instead of ourselves. You know, let's if you take a guy or a girl and you try to make them into a lawyer, and they have the chart of a metaphysician, it's not going to happen. You know, did you know that from the time I was a very young boy, from 1, even 2 years old, I remember my dad talking that he wanted his son Farley, he wanted his son to be a lawyer. And it never ended. It never ended for the whole time while I was growing up through elementary school and through junior high and high school and then college. The question of law school never seemed to cease. It always was like, gosh, if you become a lawyer, imagine the legal fees you and I will both save. But law was not what I was into. It wasn't something I wanted to do. I was more into computers and sports and fun, travel, science fiction, creativity, storytelling, and later metaphysics, meditation, the occult. And these are things that took me, gosh, up until I was around 30 to 32 years old to finally learn how to express myself. You know, and I'd have to say that when I learned astrology, when I got into astrology and metaphysics at 24, 25 years old, that started the rebirth, but it still took me another 7 years to break through all the conditions conditioning and all the propaganda of what everyone else in the world wanted me to be until I finally was able to take a good look at myself to see what I wanted to be. And you know what's weird? What is really weird is that we grow up and we don't like ourselves. You know, we look in that mirror, we don't like what we see, we don't like the way our mothers are cutting our hair, we don't like the way our parents are dressing us or the clothes they're buying us, we don't like the way our skin is because of the foods that we've been eating, fed from our families. You know, a lot of the families raise us on the fried chicken, the french fried, the fried hamburgers, the fried this, and you grow up through puberty with tons of acne, and you know, there's a whole bunch of reasons why you can give yourself a hard time. It's because your higher self and your right brain is rebelling and actually is disgusted with the fact that you're not being what you really should be. You're being what everybody else wants you to be. And I think one of the main symptoms or one of the main reasons why people have this affliction of low self-esteem is because they don't like what they've become and they don't realize they've become what everybody else wanted them to be, and they really haven't gotten any idea at all. They're not in touch at all with what they want to be. Another major important point, astrologically speaking here, are afflicted Aquarius planets. If you have Aquarius in your chart, the Aquarius vibration rules goals. And if you have Uranus in your chart, which we all do under affliction, that is the Lord of Aquarius. So an afflicted Uranus or afflicted Aquarius planets will either postpone your goals, or it might take you many, many years in your life to break through the propaganda and the conditioning to find yourself, love yourself, raise your self-esteem, then finally be able to establish the goals you really truly want to have in your life, okay? And also, let's say if you have Saturn in Aquarius, wow, or Saturn in the 11th house, or any planets in the 11th house, any of those factors could also be a big problem as far as what you want to do. A lot of the questions I get when people call me is like, Farley, I don't know what to do with my life. And oftentimes I'll see the afflicted Uranus, the afflicted Aquarius planets, afflicted 11th house planets, or Saturn in Aquarius, or in the 11th, which tells me that they have been put karmically in a situation where they have become a product of their environment. They really don't know who they are. For that reason, they don't like what they see or what they have. And you know, what really can become weird and compounded, if you really are subject to some real forceful, manipulative, domineering parents, like Libra factor parents, right, with Scorpio, Leo, Taurus, and Aquarius planets in their chart, the know-it-allish parents who somehow make the rules, set the rules, punish you if you're bad, and don't do much if you're good, right? And frankly, you get these kind of people that raise you where they think that they know the way you're supposed to be. They know nothing about astrology, metaphysics, karma, the supernatural, or the spirit, or the soul, or any of that stuff. And, you know, like a lot of parents, if they were smart, they'd get their children's charts done early, their astroscopes. They read them over a lot to try and figure out what they're dealing with in that individual and to help support the natural power, the natural ability, and the natural creativity that lies within the individual. Don't you know that we literally postpone the growth that can occur in our children if we don't literally sort of encourage their natural gift to rise? You know, when I was younger, my folks wanted me to take up the clarinet. I hate the clarinet. When I was taking music in school, I never, ever did learn how to play that darn thing. I put the reed in and I put it in my mouth and tried to blow it, but nothing came out. But, you know, I probably would have loved to taken up the piano. You know, if we would have had a piano in our house, if I would have had piano lessons, I might still have a latent gift. I play around with it, but wouldn't it have been amazing if somebody would have asked me, Farley, what kind of instrument do you want to play? And I would have said a piano instead of buying me a clarinet and say, here, because we like the clarinet, we want you to play that. But that's the way people are. People don't think. And what they do is they lead their children down roads that are wrong, you know. And until you retrace that path and are able to identify what was done wrong, it's difficult to correct it unless you go through therapy or meditation or actually a process or an adaptation where you can process out this conditioning that really is wrong and it really is not you and parts of you that you really don't like, okay? And then finally, be able to rise up and become something you do like so you can naturally change that self-esteem. Self-esteem is not something that just you snap your fingers and it appears. A lot of us are so confused with this basic process of self-realization that we become such a subject of the conditioning and the manipulation of our environment and of society and of our childhoods and such that we just run. We run, and this is where low self-esteem, major symptom to alcoholism and drug addiction, possesses us and takes us over. It compounds. Our chakras are vulnerable. We're subject to entity interference from dark entities and disembodied souls that have not gone into the light after death. They come into our bodies and complicate things and make them even worse. And that's why there's so many people are afflicted with low self-esteem, depression, possession, stress cycles that continue, and basically they are not happy or blissful, which is all we are really asking you to be. That's all the purpose to life is, just to be happy and be blissful. That's simple. Now, you know, to answer your questions, because I know a lot of you are saying, okay, Farley, what do we do about this? Well, what you got to do is sit down at a computer or a typewriter or with a pencil and paper and ask yourself, why don't I like me? What is wrong with me? What is there about me that I don't like? Well, I'm a secretary. I don't like that. Why are you a secretary? Well, you know what? Because my mom was a secretary. Because I worked at my dad's company, and because he made me a secretary, I developed that talent, so now I'm a secretary. Okay, so why else don't you like yourself? Well, maybe because I'm a truck driver. Why are you a truck driver? Because my dad told me to go to that truck driving school to learn 16-wheelers, and there I am, I'm driving trucks. You know, a lot of reasons why we don't like ourselves is because we are following the rules that had been programmed into our brains by the people that raised us and conditioned us that literally don't suit our natures, okay? So, you know, oftentimes when I do a topic like this, I'll tell people to make a list. You know, to take a piece of paper and draw three columns that go up and down, okay? Or just, you can take a piece of paper and divide it in three, so you have three strips. Side to side, and in the first column you can title that what my values are, okay, or what's important to me, okay? And then you can make a list of 100 things. 100 things. Think about it. What's important to you? What are your values? You know, and then in list number 2, in the second column, just to the right of that, call that parents, society, school, etc., and then put a check mark next to every one of those values that you know your teachers and your parents and your friends and people you've sought advice from, that you had become a product of their wishes. Okay? Because in a lot of ways, you think that your values are good, and then when you realize that they're really not your values, then after you get kind of angry and you go, wow, maybe that's why I don't like myself, because there's a part of me that's like my Uncle Sam or whatever. And, it's because he got me to be that sexy, horny guy or whatever, and that's because he was, and this might not be the way I am. Maybe I'm a gentleman, okay? So you put a check next to all those things that you adhere to as far as what you become, and then in the next column on the far right, you write down new goals or values, okay? Or you can write solution. Okay? And then next to those lines, you can either write a solution as to how you can overturn that value and change it and transform it so you'll like it better, or so it'll make you happier, okay? Or you can make some new goals up as a solution to reverse it. Okay? And you know what? You may really tick a lot of people off when you do this. Because what I'm talking about here in the self-realization and raising your self-esteem and getting to know and love that person in the mirror, which is the secret to happiness in life. High self-esteem is the secret of happiness. When you can look in the mirror and say, I love you, whatever your name is. For me, it's Farley, right? I love you, Farley. Be 100% secure with that love. You ask yourself on a 1 to 10 scale every day, 10 being what it should, the best, how much do you love yourself in an ego-free, non-conceited manner? And you should be able to say, I'm a 10. I love me. I love what I am. I love what I do. I love what I like, and I have fun in my life. It is happy and blissful. Then you know you've done it. You know, because when you start this process of listing your goals and values in column 1, and then adhering to and affirming all the parental and society and friendship and schooling that is manifest to what you've been, and then do your rebirth column on the far right, Well, guess what? The next day, you may wake up very different, and the people that have known and loved you all your life might be kind of angry because you've changed. You know, mommy and daddy, you know, it's funny how they can be sort of manipulative and get kind of pissy if you don't do and behave the way they want you to. And as long as they're alive, they'll let you know that they're not happy with the person you're going out with or what you're doing in that relationship. Maybe it says, what are your values? Well, I'm very prudent. Okay, and in column number one, my mother and father wanted me to be prudent. Okay, new values. I'm going to lighten up and be more loose. I'm going to be more sociable. I'm going to be romantic. I don't feel like being prudent anymore. You go up to your mom and dad, and you're dressed kind of flightier. You're not as dressed so sharp, and you got a person under your arm there, a pal, a lover, and they're going, who's this? I go, well, this is Bert, or this is Carolyn. They go, oh, well, what's going on? I say, well, this is my new lover, Mom. She goes, what's this going? You know, it's like, Mom, I'm happy, and if you don't support that, then we got to go. You know what I mean? It's like, people that really love you, the secret to knowing if they love you is that they will support your happiness. And as long as your happiness is not involved with hurting or maiming or killing or using or abusing or manipulating yourself or others, then I say go for it. A true friend and a good parent will support your happiness, whatever it takes. They won't lay guilt on you because you left the family business. They won't lay guilt on you because they think you're being a whore or promiscuous or a gigolo. They won't lay guilt on you because they're afraid that you're wasting your money or spending your money or buying the wrong thing. They'll say, you know what? I love you, honey, and because you're doing what you think you like to do, I support it. And those should be one of those values you could make in the rebirth list. Talk to your friends and relatives about supporting your dreams and your goals and to stop trying to control and manipulate you. You know, you know what you might find out through all this? You might find out and hang on to your hat. You might find some karma here. Because if you become aware that somebody has been manipulating you and conditioning you to do what they want you to do, literally dominating you and controlling you, and those of you people with mutable planets in your chart, meaning Gemini, Pisces, Virgo, or Sag, or afflicted Mercury, afflicted Jupiter, or afflicted Neptunes in your chart, are much more susceptible to being manipulated and dominated and controlled not only by your parents, not only by your friends and relatives, but after you grow up by the people you work for, also by the people you marry, and by your own children. You never ever find yourself, you never ever discover that self-love, that self-esteem. You always allow yourself to be the victim of everyone else's choices. And that's why people have problems. Okay? And this is, you know, this is a topic that I got seconds before I went on the air. I thought my guides came to me and said, Farley, we're going to do one on self-realization today. And I thought, great, what am I going to talk about here? And I'm amazed at some of the things I said in yesterday's show and today's show, two of the best shows I feel we've ever done here in the Astrology Hour. And I do feel that this topic is a critical topic for those of you that have had problems with self-esteem. Time to throw off that cloak of control, domination, and manipulation. And I'm telling you right now that no matter who you are, no matter what race, color, religion, or nationality you may be, no matter how you look, whether you're tall, short, fat, skinny, whether you have a good skin, bad skin, no hair, lots of hair, change your hair color, your nose is weird, your arms are weird, you have no boobs, big boobs, no butt, big butt, whatever, you are what you are. And it's very important for you to love what you have become, whatever it is. Do you know why? Because this is the picture that's been painted. And if it's going to change, it will only change because you love what you have. You'll stop feeling guilty about it. You'll stop feeling insecure about it. You'll stop feeling weird and uncentered and off-balanced about it. And that way, when you learn to start having this relationship with yourself, so you can look in the mirror and say, I love you, Farley, or whatever your name is. You're a 10 in my book. And only then can you start to change your life and alter some of your habits, making it a lot easier for you to face the ebb and flow of transition and rebirth, okay, regeneration and transformation, because you're more in control, you're more centered, you're more stable, and you've just become your own best friend, which is a very important variable concerning self-esteem, life evolution, overall happiness, and overall stability. Okay? And in case you wondered, a lot of our listeners, of course, that know about astrology will relate to this topic because I did add a lot of astrological factors to it, which is what this show is all about. So for that reason, congratulations for those of you that know about astrology so you could learn this topic on self-realization.